vacation we really need to.
I don't know how many guys here are for vacational or bad vacational here. Just like, you know, what I observe is we have that statistics in the United States, and over 70% churches, they have less than 100 members.
Right.
We did have it, even now just less than 50. So most of the time we have conference like this, those people who are leading in the mega church pastors.
Right.
And we are tempted to be a mega church, but we are not going to be a mega church, all 70% churches, because we really have to deal with 100 members, or maybe it can be 200, 150, or whatever. But we are not going to reach 500,000. But, you know, even the 100 or 80 or 60, it is your church.
Right.
You have to be faithful. And the second thing is, who is going to define this? Yourself or somebody else who is doing the full-time job, full-time ministry. And the second thing we have to define is like, okay, how we define Apostle Paul. He's a co-worker or the apostle. Yeah. So what I found, yeah, we already have that discussion, because I'm raising this issue, is like sometimes a meeting like this, it's not co-vocational or bivocational friendly.
Right.
I work 40 hours a week as an accountant, but the meeting, this one, is a midday. I really miss this kind of opportunity. This is the first time I'm just coming here. You really have to work hard. And so maybe we need to rethink, revisit, or redefine the way we have to reach our people. Everybody is tempted to become a mega church, but it's not. And we really need to hear the struggle of those people really leading the small club of the church, 25, 30, 50 people. They're working 40, 50 hours a week, and they're also taking care of their families. And we really need to share the experience. That's what I didn't get here, you know. And even in the last two meetings I attended, I found that. And the second thing is what I found last month, I attended a pastor's, leaders, and wives conference in Arizona. And over 80% of pastors, leaders, they are 70 plus. And young people, why are they not attracted to be a pastor? Because the salary they are offering is not enough to provide for the family. Then only the retired person is taking that role. So what we need to do is we have to come up with some strategy how to encourage those working people. So like my son, he's master in biomedical engineering, and now I'm encouraging him to get involved. And he's just helping me. And he's just making money to provide for his family. But you know, how to engage them? You know, the word I don't like, the bivocational. I'm a minister, to God. I'm not a co-pastor. Yeah, sometimes, you know, I was treated as a second-class pastor, second-class Christian.